or it's not. Vilya Rabba says we have at least 4 days, depending on the calendar, so we make sure that we have Slichos Kodem Rosh Hashanah, that we can check the Mumin, we can check ourselves if we are Roy for Hakrava to enter in Lifnai V'Lifnim. The last time we did this Kumzitz was Matzei Tisha B'Av. And there's a fascinating Gemara in Gittin that we're very familiar with. Story of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. And the aftermath of the story, what ultimately created the destruction, was the Gemara tells us that the person was very insulted, and he went to the Melech. Kamsa was very upset, and he went to the Melech, and he told him, look, you're going to send the Karban, and they're not going to accept it. But the Gemara is very specific. The Gemara says that we're going to make a mum in, the Gemara says, in the Sfasayim or in the Ayin. So the Gemara says that is a mum that legabi bnei Noach, that's not a mum. It's mutter l'akrava. If a guy wants to donate a korban, as long as he has all of his limbs, the fact that it's not a perfect eyesight, the fact that it's not a perfect lip, that's not a problem. It needs to be mechusar aver. So they did it in a chachmadik way that it wouldn't be mutter l'akrava klapi kval Yisrael. And klapi bnei Noach, it really would have been mutter l'akrava. And they got stuck. And they said, what do? If we makrib, it's going to be a chorban and kval Yisrael because they're going to think we're allowed to be makrib bali mumin. So the mefarshim explain in Gittin that the Gemara was very specific. The Gemara was very specific that it chose specifically the Sfasayim and the eyes, that we have a different approach. Our mumim are not the same mumim as a Goya. Goya doesn't have akpada and could speak any way he wants and doesn't have to guard his pet. A Goya doesn't have to watch what he looks at. The Einayim, the mumim and the mumim of the Einayim and the Sfasayim are specifically mumim to the Yid, and it's because we weren't makbid on that we got stuck into this mess of being makrib bali mum. So you see already from the Gemara, a specific mum that we have to be makbid about is how we deal with our chayim, how we deal with our svasayim, how we deal with our inayim, and those are specifically mumim that the Eliyahu Rabbah is talking to us and telling us that we have to now introspect and make sure that they're not possible. But I'd like to learn very short, quickly, a Gemara, a fascinating Gemara in Yuma that will set us up in understanding what the Eliyahu Rabba means and how to be metakin ourselves to make us roi l'akrova. The Gemara says, Machlekes Rav and Rav Yochanan and Samach Daladim and Aleph, a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara has a debate between Rav and Rav Yochanan. If one of the pairs of the goats, we're going to be learning about this, we're going to be involved in this, Yom Kippur Avoda. So there were two goats. One was Lashem, one was brought in, Lifnai V'Lifnim, and one was Lazozo, one was taken out. So the Gemara says, you need both of them. The Gemara says, what happens if one of the pairs dies? So the Gemara says, you have to replace, you have to get a new set. So the Gemara says, okay, so once I get the new set, the new pair, and I do another lottery, so the Gemara says, which one do I choose? Which one do I take? Do I say the first one that was waiting, so he's pushing, he's fine, and now he'll just get a pair, he'll just get a chaver from the second set? Or do I say no? The first guy who was waiting, the first guy who was originally Roy Lakrovi, was fit to be brought in, but now he lost its mate, he lost its pair, and now you don't have the ability to be makar of him at all, and therefore he's no longer Roy, he's no longer fit for Hakrova, and he, the original one, has to go. The Gemara has machlekes. Amar Rav, the first Gemara after the two dots. Sheni shebezug rishon yikarev. No, you should bring that first one that was waiting, and you should match up a second pair from that first one, and don't get rid of that first one that was waiting. Sheni shebezug rishon yikarev. Sheni shebezug jani yira. And the extra one from the second pair, that's the one that has to graze around until it gets a mum, and then you'll throw it away. Rav Yochanan. No, the guy who was waiting, the guy who was who was waiting to be brought, he doesn't have a pair, and therefore he grazes and waits to get a psul balmum. And the two goats that are going to be used for the avodah on Yom Kippur are really the zug sheni yirkar. What's their machlekes? So the Gemara says, the Gemara doesn't really explain. The Gemara says, is a something that comes up in Shas often. My kumithli, what's their machlekes? Rav Sumer Balei Chayim Ein Nidachim. Rav Yechonon Sover Balei Chayim Nidach. So the Gemara says there's something about this animal, this live animal. Is it Nidach? Is it pushed aside or not? Do you say that it's pushed aside? One guy says the fact that it was waiting and it was waiting to be makrev and then it lost the second one. So therefore it's nidachin. It's nidche. We push it away. We can't use it anymore. It's invalid. And the other one says, no, it's not invalid. So what's it based on? My time of the Rav, what's the reason for Rav? The Yolef mi mechusar zman. He learns that every korban, when it's born, every animal when it's born is not mutter to be brought. It's not roi la korban until it's 8 days old. It's mechusar zman. It's not. It doesn't have the age that's fit for hakorban. Mechusar zman lav afagav the hashtalo chazi ki hader michse shaper dami. When you have something that's mechusar zman that wasn't of age to be brought, as long as, even though it was originally unable to be brought, it wasn't fit, and it was nidche, but since it grows up, since the zman comes, so therefore, it becomes roi l'akrava. So says Rav, also in the case over here, this guy originally had a mate, and this guy originally had a pair, and now it was invalid. Okay, but when it gets its second pair, you do the second lottery, let it link up with the new pair, and now it's going to be mutter, just like mechusar zman. So says Rav Yochanan back to Rav, mi dami, hasam lo ischaze klal, hacha nira v'nidcha. Says Rav Yochanan, what are you talking about? When it comes to an animal that's born, a baby animal, it never was fit for akrava, it never was shayach to be brought, it was too young. But over here, this animal is much worse. It brought itself to the Beis HaMikdash. It was shayach to be brought. It was nireh. It was fit to be brought. And then it got slapped away. And then it got removed. And then it was nidcha. That's much worse. That's not comparable to a mechusar zman that was never fit. And suddenly it just became roi. So therefore, Rav Yochanan says, that's not a good proof. Hacha nireh v'nidcha. Elohainu time of the Rav. So the Gemara says, you're right. There's a new pshat in Rav. The yolef mi bal mum over. Rav tells us, what are we involved with right now? What do we do when we check for Bikur Dalad Yamin? So one of the things we checked with for is that sometimes you do find mumim on the animal. Sometimes you do find blemishes, but it's a temporary blemish. It's a balmum over. It's something that will be over in a few weeks, something that will remove itself. Since it's a balmum over, it's not invalid. As opposed to a balmum kavua, something that's set in to the animal, that there's no chance that this is going to be able to be brought. It's not going to be fit for akrava. So says Rav, well, wait a second. A balmum over, a temporary mum, at the time when it's not able to be brought, it's not able to be brought. So you see what? That what? But once it passes, it's going to be mutter l'akrava. So says Rav, same, so too when it comes to this animal. It lost its pair, it lost its friend, but now it's back in action because you did another lottery. So it's no different than a balmum over, a temporary psul, that when it moves, it removes itself. When it goes away, it's going to be roi l'akrava. So that's the end of the Gemara. And Rav Yochanan disagrees. Sa'astuch sam sofer in his drushas, an unbelievable question. He says, what are we doing right now? The Elio Rabba tells us that we now have to check ourselves. We have to analyze ourselves. We have to start slichos and we have to start focusing on our lives. But if you have an example, you have a paradigm in the Gemara, what are we more similar to? Says the Chassam Sofer, we're a nirav v'nidcha. We're a person, we're people that we were once good, we did well, we had an opportunity, we were lefnai v'lefnim, we were with HaKadosh Baruch Hu last Yom Kippur, and then we were madche ourselves. We're not the person that's like mechusar zman. So how are we going to be now put ourselves back into the Makom HaMikdash? How are we going to now be fit? You're a nirav v'nidcha. So you want to tell me, no, we have mum over. You don't know if those mumim are temporary. They're coming back. The same woman that exists last year. A mum kavua. How do you know maybe it's a mum kavua? Maybe it's not a mum over. And you're going to tell me that no, we weren't fit. We were fit. It's a nirav nidcha. Frektach sam soifer our beaker dalad yomim our slichus. It's not going to help us. We're nowhere. We're not going to be royal akrava. How can we go back to the avoda of Yom Kippur? Says the Chassam Sofer, the answer lies in the Gemara. Very simple. You're right. You're a nerev nidcha. You were once fit last year. You were fit. You were sitting high. You were close to the Eibishter. You were feeling it. You were into it. And then we go straight a path. We went off. The summer was not geschmack. We strayed off. And we're a nerev nidcha, and that's the worst type of psul. You were in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then you spit in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a nerev nidcha, that's worse than nidcha, than someone that's mechusar's man, that was never fit. Says the Chassam Sofer, there's one answer, look at the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Rav's opinion is what? Bali chayim einim nidochin. It's true. If you're a flower offering, if you're an inanimate object, if you're a mizbeach, that has a psul and was nerev nidcha, it was once fit, it was once in good shape, and then it got pushed aside. So that's a problem. That's a very severe case. That's more problematic. What's the exception to the rule, says the Chassam Sofer? A korban that's walking around on its feet. Something that is life. A balei chayim. Balei chayim ein nidach. Balei chayim, even if you were once nerev, you were fit, and then you were nidcha, and then you were pushed aside. So then you come and revive yourself. Zok Tuch Sam Sofer. The same is true when it comes to us. Baal Echayim Ein Nidachin means you have to make yourself a Baal Chayim. How do I make myself a walking carbon? How do I make myself have life like an animal? Zok Tuch Sam Sofer. One answer. Uvacharta Bachayim. You have to start living a life. A real life. A life with the Samach Chaim. A life with the Torah. A life with Mia Isha Chafetz Chaim. A life with Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A life that I'm living, I'm not in this world. I just want to cleave to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to live right now. I want to start this process of the Yom Noraim at a time, says the Chassam Sofer, at a time that's your time, Rabbeinu Shalom. The Eis Ritzoi, your time. Arizal's Dikah time. People who get up for Tichon Chatzos. People who get on to Davin for the Churban HaMikdash. People who are not involved in their own personal lives. In their physical, mundane lives. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I want to live a life L'mancha Elokimcha. For you. A real Chiyus. If you implement that into your life, you have no more problems, says the Chassam Sofer. That's the Bikur Dalad Yom. That's what you have to check into. Even if you were a nerev nidcha, even if you were once fit and now you push yourself aside, I got no problems. I could jump back in lefnai v'lefnim. I can be that carbon. Why? Because I'm a Baal Chai. Because I'm a Bachar to Bachar. Because I'm a walking around with the Samachai. I'm walking around, I'm a living animal. All the other psulim in the mikdash don't apply to me. I trump all the rules. We just have one issue. We have to decide whether or not we're ready during these 4 days to be boicha chayim, to choose real life, to choose what it means to live as a yid, to choose what it means to be davik b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to choose the samach chayim, learning, avodas Hashem with chesed, watching our mouths, watching our eyes, not the psulim of the Gemara Gittin, not the psulim of a mechusar aver, mechusar einam. Mechusar Svasayim. We have to now choose and make sure that those mumin don't exist. And even if they're there, and they're a mum kavua, and they were a nerev nidcha, once you do that, and you decide, and you make this decision, uvacharta v'chayim, that's the best karma. You make yourself roi l'akrav. So mitzvah shana. Let's continue. Also great.
Mm-hmm.